Hello, I'm Paul Scott, and today I'm talking again to William Hindmarch. Hello, William.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. So we've spoken a few times. Today's just a quick update on, I should say William's company is BOTB. The ticker's BOTB as well. I'm not charging
best,
for this.
BST.
Has it changed?
I think it's always been best, isn't it?
No, it's BOTB.
Is it? Okay. Well,
yeah.
It's also best. I think it's got, I've seen, I've two.
Oh,
I typed it
probably...
Anyway.
Okay. Fine. Should we start again, actually? That might be easy, mightn't it?
Sorry. It's really confusing. I went to the London Stock Exchange this morning, the page, to get the share price, and I thought it was in best, because I found out it used to be best, and it still came up. Anyway, not sorry.
Let's start again, because
anyway,
I'm confused.
Quit.
Get hell out of everyone.
Sure.
Okay, here goes. Hello, I'm Paul Scott, and today I'm talking again to William Hindmarch. Hi, William.
Hi, Paul, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. William's the CEO of BOTB, AIM-listed company running supercar and lifestyle competitions. So I assume everyone listening knows what the company is all about. So really, just a quick update on the interim figures were out today. So, and there was a positive ahead of expectations current trading update, which has pushed the share price up nicely. The other announcement was about this tender offer, and that was the main thing I wanted to talk to you today, William. The tender price is very high. It's £4.85, obviously very welcome, but could you explain why the price was set so much higher than the previous share price?
I think the price is just to encourage people to take up the offer. So there's no dilution, effectively. So it is just an arbitrary price, but set at a level where it should be, you know, relatively academic to take it.
Yeah, okay. So management obviously have the biggest shareholdings, and you're tendering your shares, aren't you? So you didn't want to be diluted by other people not tendering them. That's the main gist
exactly
of it, isn't
that,
it?
That's the exact point. Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
That,
yeah. Oh, that's I've been pondering this all morning, so that clarifies that.
Yeah, no problem.
Some people have said to me, are they trying to send a message to the market that you think the share's worth £4.85?
No. I wouldn't give any guidance. It's not my job to do that. But I can confirm the price was just, you know, you work out a calculation of a sort of 1 in 14 and it spits out a number, and you want it to be, you know, above the current share price if you want people to participate. So it is just a random number, effectively.
Yeah, and I suppose given that you were putting out ahead of expectations update to trading update today, you had to build in some headroom from the share price, anticipating the share price rising, didn't you, as well?
Exactly that, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that. Yeah, you're spot on.
Okay.
Counts.
And then, so I'm guessing then my next question was, do we know what other big shareholders, institutions are going to do?
I don't. I've been meeting today. I expect they will all tender their shares. That's what I'm expecting to happen. But I don't, obviously, I don't know either way, but I'd be surprised if they didn't, put it that way.
Okay. And just to clarify, the small shareholders, you're not giving a facility where people can tender everything, are you? It's just 7% of everyone's shareholders.
They can tender more than their shares if they want to. So they can ask for more. And to the extent that some people don't tender, they could get a higher allocation, so to speak. So they are able to tender for more shares. But, you know, and that would only work. If everyone does it, then they'll only get their allocation. But if some people didn't do that for whatever reason, then there would be more that could be tendered. So you can ask for an over-allocation, and if you don't get it, you don't get it. That will be done on
great.
The last day. All right.
Yeah, sounds straightforward. Now, just on the remote gaming duty, we touched on this on a previous discussion. You mentioned in today's interim results that there's going to be an impact going forward as you switch from VAT to remote gaming duty. Could you expand on that a bit?
Sure. So twofold, really. By moving to RGD, it means we can no longer recover VAT on our input costs, on our marketing costs. So we can, you know, everything is with VAT and we can't claim that VAT back. And we've been suffering that effectively since October 2017 when we registered. And also announced in the budget recently is that RGD...
When you did what? You roasted?
Registered. So we've registered in October 17. Obviously, at that point, we could no longer recover VAT, principally on marketing costs, where the vast amount of our expenditure goes. So it just puts those costs up. At the same time, Obviously, RGD in the budget is going from 15 to 21% as of April. So that is just a straight, you know, increase in taxation for us.
Okay. And, I mean, the RGD thing was already known about, wasn't it?
Sure, exactly.
An existing thing.
Yeah.
And so this VAT RGD business is now all put to bed, is it? That's all resolved, I take it.
It is, yes. Yeah, we've finished off with that now.
Because it's been rumbling on for years, hasn't it?
It has, unfortunately. Quite bored of talking about it, to be honest. Quite nice to get it
by. Yeah, I bet. I think that's actually covered pretty much everything that I wanted to ask. I thought your bullet point summary was quite useful earlier, so maybe you want to run through that.
Sure, yeah. So, well, just a summary from our presentation earlier.
Yeah.
Literally, I'll read out the points, if that's all right.
Go for it.
You know, we summarised thus, you know, a solid set of half-year results, including the conclusion of the HMRC VAT case. We've transformed to pretty much entirely an online business now. Obviously, at one point we had up to 16 airport locations. We're now just down to the one site at Birmingham Airport. So very much now we are doing everything as if it's pure online and focusing the business on that, which is much easier for us to manage. Our online growth metrics are showing some encouraging trends with our lower price dream car competition and our new lifestyle competition working well. The business continues to be cash generative with a strong balance sheet, and we'll have cash remaining of over 1.5 million post the tender offer of up to 3.5 million. So the next year really is all about increased investment in next period, increased investment in IT development, continue with all of our digital marketing and online acquisition. So I think we're in a good place. You know, obviously a bit of a RGD headwind, which should take a bit of shine off things, but other than that, it's been a solid period.
Okay, great. Actually, just one final question. I just popped into my head. In the past, you've done some really excellent special dividends on top of on the small regular dividends,
sure.
Which as a long-standing shareholder, I'm very grateful for. So thanks again for those.
Sure.
So why did you switch to a tender offer this time around?
It was an exceptional event. You know, this was something, a VAT case that had been going on for 8 years. We've had it, so it was an exceptional thing to have to do. It gives some people the option to maintain their shareholding or, you know, increase their percentage of the company they want to, so they don't have to take part. You do a special dividend, everyone has to have it. In this case, you can stand down if you don't want to. And from a capital perspective, we'll also get a better capital structure and we'll increase our EPS going forward as well. So it just seemed like the right structure to do for this event.
Yeah, the EPS thing is quite interesting, isn't it? Because it's effectively a share buyback, isn't it? But offering to buy back from everybody rather than just buying in the market. So, yeah. Okay. Brilliant. I think that's covered everything. Thanks, William.
Great.
I appreciate you giving me some time today. And I'll put this up on the internet and encourage my blog readers to have a listen.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul.
Great. Thanks, William.
Great to talk to you. All the best. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.